It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Monday brought to you by Diesel Works. Coming up in just a minute with Hankarama, Trisha Yearwood coming to concert with Hank FM. So for a little story behind a Trisha tune, let's go to the year
1992.
And Joe.
Cause that boy's just a walk-away Joe.
Underrated song, man. This whole album was just fantastic. Hearts and Armor album, 1992. Trisha Yearwood. And Walk Away Joe, a song that was written by two guys not named Joe. One named Vince, one named Greg. Vince Melamed, Greg Barnhill. Frequent collaborators in the Nashville songwriting world. And Melamed, Vince, came up with this idea. Off that term from the really used in the 60s, 70s, maybe a little in the 80s by mothers of daughters warning them about who they should steer clear from while dating, because a term, walk away Joe,
yeah,
according to the Urban Dictionary, that's a guy who dates and when the going gets tough, he gets going or just loses interest. He just walks away from the relationship.
Make good choices, ladies.
And that's what this song is all about, too. Trisha Yearwood got her hands on this particular tune. It wasn't intended for her. It was actually put on hold initially for the Judds. And the Judds, this was going to be on their last album, but reportedly Naomi turned it down. Winona, though, was a little more interested, and the record label wanted to keep it for a potential, at that time, Winona Judd solo record. But in there, Trisha Yearwood wrangled it away. Because, well, her first album had come out. She'd hit number one right off the chart. So she was a hot commodity. Now, most notably, Don Henley is providing background vocals for this particular song. And this was a bit out of left field, too. In fact, Don was so smitten by the whole process, he actually wanted to go and went back in, like, weeks later to re-record his backup vocals because he heard Trisha's cut. And he was just like, wow, she's stellar.
Oh, my.
And this all happened after a performance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. As Trisha was there and she met Don Henley. And after being invited to sing on her second album, he traveled to Nashville, Tennessee and wanted to be all a part of it. And then, well, the Common Thread thing happened. And this may have been where it all restarted for the Eagles, even before Travis Tritt. It was nominated for Best Country Vocal Performance in the 94 Grammy Awards. It took a little while getting there nominated, but it also notably was the first time we ever saw one Matthew McConaughey on screen.
Oh.
In the music video, he was going to the University of Texas. This was before Dazed and Confused. He auditioned for this part, didn't know what it was, didn't have a speaking line in it, so I was happy to do it. Although he's still never met Trisha to this day.
Mama